Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales Radio. And tonight we are going to do our event roundup, our Laura Ingalls Wilder update for August 2013. And although July tends to be the big month nationally for Laura Ingalls Wilder events, and for smaller regional events, I would say April and September are big months. The August has really been gaining traction lately. There has been a number of events for this month, too. So I'm glad I'm going to get a chance to share them with you. First off, of course, if you are listening to me and want to call in and make a comment, you can do that at either 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll-free, 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. And you can also use that same number for if you want to just call in while we're on live and you want to listen that way rather than stream it, that's fine. And remember, you can also download for free the podcast episode from iTunes. And speaking of that, I just want to tell everybody that when I was getting ready for tonight's program, I checked my stats and I had 70,001 listens to this podcast. So thank you, everybody who's taken part and listened. And I really didn't think I would get that many listens this fast. So I'm very appreciative of everybody who helps make the podcast a success. Before we get going into the events, I should mention to everybody that August 3rd is Carrie Ingalls' birthday. And as we know, all the best people's birthday are in August. And it's also coming up on Lauren Almanzo's wedding anniversary, August 25th, 1885. So, to get away with past events, we're going to move on to what's going on this month. First off, this is kind of a smaller event, but Little Oops on the Prairie is being held at the Blue Bell Inn, which is a bread and breakfast in St. Ansgar, Iowa, on August 2nd, 3rd, and I think she's actually going to be doing it Monday, too, from something she said today. But I've had the pleasure of staying in the Anne's House of Dreams room at that bed and breakfast. They have one called Plum Creek, which is Laura-themed. They also have a Betsy Tacy, a Peter Pan, lots of them. If you like children's literature, I think you will really like their little bed and breakfast. And I think, and the tea room is just gorgeous. And he was doing a show when I was and it's going to be a fractured fairy tale style whodunit murder mystery. And I really am sorry that I did not get a chance to get up there and see it. I think it's going to be great fun. And I asked her to give me a heads up if they ever do it again. She said they had about 30 tickets sold for the first show and 50 for the second. So that seems to be going really well, but check with them for more information if you think you can make it. Also, every year, and I just got confirmation of this today from Amy, who's the head of the Walnut Grove Museum, because she just happens to be out there on vacation, and it's going to be Carrie Ingalls' birthday, as I mentioned, and every year on Carrie's actual birthday, they have a little celebration at the Keystone Area Historical Society. Now, normally they have the museum open longer hours. They have a birthday cake and other things. The Keystone Area Historical Society is in a old school building in Keystone, and they ended up with quite a few things of Carrie's, including what they are convinced is the China Shepherdess. So it's on my list still to do, but a couple of my friends have made it out there, and it sounds like it's a fun thing. So that is going to be tomorrow. So if anybody lives within driving distance of Keystone, start now. You might just make it. That also gets us to the Laura Ingalls Wilder Days event in the Genesee's Country Village and Museum in Mumford, New York. That's going to be August 3rd and 4th, 2013. Now, there are several living history museums that don't have really any direct connection with Laura that have started having these annual events, Old World Wisconsin, Heritage Hill, and now the Genesee's Country Museum. And they've all been doing it for a number of years now. And I haven't actually made it to this event, but Allison Ingram, who played Nellie Olson, is going to be the speaker this time. It's a well-respected living history site. They have three areas that interpret from 1795 to 1920. I haven't made it to this event personally, and I haven't heard a lot from anybody who has, so I can't give you many more details, but on the link that has the post to what's going on this week in Trundle Bed Tales does have a link so you can see a little bit more about it. I can tell you that it's Genesee's Country Village because Genesee's is the region around there. It isn't the county name or anything. It's that particular region of New York, which is, I had always thought it would be a good thing to put on a Malone trip, but it's actually a little out of the way. New York State has kind of it sort of looks like a horse's back if you kind of look at the angle, and the Genesee's Country Museum is kind of at the rump, and Malone's kind of on the front shoulder. So they are quite a bit ways apart. But moving on, that gets us to August 9th, 10th, and 11th. That is going to be the fifth annual Harvey Dunn Plein Air event. It's held annually at the Ingalls Homestead in DeSmet, South Dakota. It's in honor of Grace's nephew by marriage, the famous artist, Harvey Dunn. It's actually a fairly recent development, but there's now a Harvey Dunn Society. It holds events in conjunction with the South Dakota State Art Museum quite frequently, and they've actually been doing some good work for such a young organization, and I would really love to get to visit this. If you don't know backstory on Harvey Dunn, he was actually born outside of Manchester, and he, after he got established as an artist, wanted to come back every year and spend the summer in Manchester painting prairie things. And his wife came, who was from the East Coast, came the first year, and after that she said, fine, you spend the summer in Manchester, I'm going to Europe. And so that's what they did for a long time. But he had a wonderful collection of prairie paintings, most of whom, not all, but most of whom are now in the South Dakota State Art Museum in Brookings, South Dakota. And it is well worth a stop to see that museum, which only got started because Harvey Dunn donated his paintings. Now, if you don't know what a plein air event is, it's a particular kind of art event where artists sign up and demonstrate their art in the great outdoors. And you have to, there's some rules, like you have to be producing whatever you're producing right there on site, and you're supposed to be doing brand new projects. So you can start on the morning of the first day and have to be done by the evening on the last day. I mean, you can do more than that if you want, but you have to at least do one complete thing. And then you're supposed to be painting things that you see around you. And you'll see, if you visit the DeSmet at any time, several of the paintings from this event scattered around town. They have several in the homes, Ingalls Homestead Visitor Center, and there are different places around town. I think it sounds like a great fun. I would love to do it again on my list. Still, I haven't gotten there for it yet, but I hope someday. The Little House in the Prairie Museum in Independence, Kansas had scheduled special living history appearances all summer. This month, they're having a book talk on August 17th from 1 to 2:30 about Kansas Fort and Bases, which is co-authored by the site director. And She Fought Like a Lion, Sarah Seeley in the Civil War, which is actually going to be at the Independence Public Library, but they're going to have a living history program done by people from the museum site at that same time. The Almanzo Wilder Farm in Malone or Burke, New York, it's sort of right on the border, is having the schoolhouse dedication Saturday, August 24th, 2013. They've been working towards this for a long time. I'm very excited that they got it done. They're going to have both Dean Butler, who played Almanzo Wilder, and Lucy Lee Flippin, who played Eliza Jane, and Bill Anderson, all three of them there. There's been a contingent of people who went to the Laura conferences who said they're also going there. They're going to have fiddlers, they're going to have demonstrations, book signings, reduced admission, and self-guided tours, food available. If there had been any way for me to do there, I would be there. Bunyan School's in Laura. It's an absolutely natural event, but sadly, it didn't work out. I hope you are more lucky. And finally, Laura's Memories Pageant. In Mansfield, Missouri, August 30th to the 31st, 2013. There's only one weekend in August. Other dates will continue in September. The evening shows are at 7:30 both days, and there's a morning performance also on the 31st at 10:30 a.m. And as an update to that, Dean Butler is also going to be appearing there at the at the actual Wilder Days. So he won't be there in August. He'll be there at Wilder Days in September. But he's going to be there as part of the pageant this year. So they're very excited about that across the board. And I think it's just really, you will agree that there's a lot of Laura events going on in August. But then August is a wonderful month. I am out of time, so thank you so much for coming along with me on Trundle Bed Tales, and I hope that I will see you again next time. We're going to be doing, I haven't actually set up the time yet because of some, I'm not uncertain, but we're going to try this weekend to do another episode, and so keep an eye on Facebook and Twitter to see when that's coming out. Thank you again. Have a great August, and I'll catch you next month.